just about our first service. Radio. Amen. Appreciate you with us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. These are our announcements. Please go to yourself for me. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Another announcement. We're going to use the ordinance for Amen. And the only anniversary. Amen. I call each other, Amen, and tell them, you know, whatever we feel, yes, we have an anniversary on Friday night. I didn't see but a few people, and I know we got more people than that in the church. And if you tell somebody you love them, that's talking with your mouth, but joy and doing it and believing. If you ever want to find out how much a person loves you, let them get you a gift. That'll kill you right there. Glory to God. But I thank God for his God, amen. I don't mean nobody not like that, amen. But y'all care of somebody when y'all see me. If you love me, then show me. You know, they have a thing when they're within the world. They show me I'm from Majora. Everybody was from Majora, they say. Glory to God. I thank God for his God, amen, again, for his God. We want to take up our outreach offering, amen. We want to even for his God to come. For your God, amen, yeah. And the blessed deacon on the usher to repeat. All right. We'll ask you a good thing if you can, then.
Jesus, I know you're there.
You brought me out one Sunday morning. You saved my soul, the Holy Ghost. You gave me His word, I never forget. Jesus, Jesus, I know the good.
Jesus, Yeah.
What are you trying to find? You got Jesus on there, put it on there. Goddamn. The kind of glory, Jesus. Yes. Jesus, whichever one y'all are saying. Push your kind of glory on there. Get the other one. Everybody give tribute a hand.
At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Are you ready?
Never would have been.
Thank you. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. pray, God, amen, that when God is in control, amen, all he wants you to do is say yes. I'll fix that problem, amen, but just say yes, do my will. Oh, somebody. Amen. Just love on me a little bit. Obey my laws and my precepts, glory to God. Honor me. Just honor me, glory to God, in a holy place. And I'll fix it for you. I'll bring you higher. See, you can't work your way out of this thing, but God said, I got a way out for you. Hello, somebody. Amen. Touch somebody and say, God got a way. Amen. Amen. Today, amen, we're going to bear to share briefly with you. Amen. Remember the cross. Amen. Tell somebody if they remember the cross. Amen. We talk about everything in the church. Amen. Everything in the house of God. Amen. But not much is said about the cross. Glory to God. Amen. Do you remember the cross?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. That's the question. Amen.
Yeah.
Do you remember the cross? Praise God, amen. And the cross plus you and me equals one. And I know, amen, there are many bodies, amen, in the house of God or in the body of Christ, amen. But Paul, the apostle Paul said we're one body. And Jesus prayed to the Father, he said, Father, make them one, talking about us, as you and I are one. And in order to be one, amen, we got to have the mind of Christ. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Are you hearing me this morning? Amen. So we're going to talk about the cross because the cross plus you and me don't equal two, but it equals one. Amen. One with Christ. Glory to God. Amen. When Jesus prayed, Father, make them one as you and I. Amen. The cross was a symbol of unity. Glory to God. Amen. We stray away from the cross. We don't talk about it no more in the house of God. Amen. We talk about everything else. But people seldom mention the cross. Amen. But that's the foundation of our Christian belief. That's where our faith comes from. Amen. That's where our deliverance, everything that was in us that God said, you know what, if it's man, my spirit will not always cry with man because they're evil in all of their ways. Amen. He sent Jesus to be nailed to the cross, amen, so that everything in you and me could be nailed to the cross as well. Hello, somebody. We're delivered because of the cross. Glory to God, amen. The cross is the reason he has to wash us off the face of the earth because of our sins and our iniquities, but it's the cross that saves us. Hello, somebody. Amen. So it's to be remembered. Glory to God, amen. We should never forget the cross. Some people wear the cross around their neck as a symbol. Glory to God, amen. And it has no sign, no meaning whatsoever to them. They haven't accepted Christ, and they are not serving the Lord, but they wear a cross because it's fashionable. Glory to God, amen. But the cross is not a fashion. Amen. It's a symbol. It's a symbol of our salvation. Church. Glory to God, amen. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, amen, this morning in the Word. The Bible says that Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And in John 3:16, glory to God, amen, I just want you to read a little bit of that. That's not where I'm preaching from, but I just want you to hear the foundation of the cross, amen. Get your Bible and go to John 3:16 and quickly read it. You already read it, so quickly read it. And the Word of God says, stand to your feet, pop up like popcorn. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You may be seated. The original preaching of the cross, I just want to wake y'all up. Y'all look, y'all sleep. The original preaching of the cross has changed, and it has changed significantly. I remember when a while back when I was a kid, just a few weeks ago, I remember when the gospel of Christ used to be the central preaching, or it was the center of the cross, amen, of the ministry of the church. The cross is where it all began, and actually it's where it all ended. When Jesus said it was finished, it was at the cross. Somebody say at the cross. The cross, the crucifixion, Calvary. Somebody else say at the cross. The crucifixion is a method that the Romans used, if you know your Roman and your Bible history, that they used to execute people for doing wrong, and they executed Jesus the same way. And it was the most painful, and not only that, it was a degrading form of capital punishment. Hello. From the times of old. I remember seeing a couple of days ago somebody showed me a video on Facebook that they were trying to change capital punishment from giving a lethal injection, and now they got this computer that generates some sort of program to this machine, and they strap the person down, and it grabs them by the head, and it snaps their head off. They graphically showed this on that video. And there's another way they do it, by pulling their limbs apart. If that's not morbid, help somebody. If I've ever seen it. So I thought to myself, God, where is this world coming to? When lethal injection is not humane no more. They want to do something. And people are sitting and watching when folks are on death row and they're being put to death for their crimes. People have an audience. They're watching this. And can you imagine watching a machine snap a human being head off? Yeah. Glory to God. Hello. So this punishment was so severe and so degrading, because at times when they didn't die, the people that were crucified on the cross didn't die, at a certain time they would pierce them, and they would either break their legs or with a hammer, or break their ankles and stuff, and or cut them down in the side so that they can go ahead and die immediately. Hello?
Yeah.
So it was a cross where Jesus Christ was made atonement for the sins of all men, not just the preachers, but all men, little boys and girls, old and new, amen, newborn, whatever you are, whatever age limit you're in, or age bracket you're in, Jesus paid the price for us. And anybody that's seen the movie The Passion of Christ, amen, I'm here to tell you that don't even describe what he looked like, really, when they got done with him, before they nailed him to the cross. Because the Bible said he had no form of comeliness. Amen. He was so bruised and so messed up that men didn't even desire him to look on him. You would have to turn your head to look at him. This is what he suffered for you and I at the cross. Hello.
Amen.
Glory to God. So originally the cross was a pointed wooden stake used to build a wall or to fortify borders around the town. And so the Assyrians and the Persians used the cross or the stake to display the heads of the enemies that they captured during wartime. Are you listening to me? So they hung them in the gateway of the city, just to give you a little history on the cross. So later, during that time, crucifixion became a form of capital punishment. And so this is where they punished their slaves and anybody else in the town that did wrong. So at first, the Greeks and the Romans, they used it only to punish slaves as a form of punishment. And they thought that it was too barbaric for free people or for the citizens, so they only used it on the slaves.
Yeah.
Citizens could be crucified, but they only did it indirectly by Caesar. And it became more common as time passed on, so that when Jesus' time came, it was already a common practice to crucify people. It was already something they did, just like capital punishment up there. You know how they shoot them in the veins with that poison gas or whatever they put on them and kill them. So it was already something they did all the time. So in the Old Testament, the form of crucifixion, of hanging the head on a stake, was practiced. And so Saul's head was decapitated, and everybody knows the story of Saul and David, and his body was hung on a wall in Philistine. In 1 Samuel 31:9 to 10, read that when you get a chance. And there was also the hanging that was in the book of Esther, how Mordecai planned to hang Haman. Mordecai was supposed to be hung. I'm sorry, Haman planned to hang Mordecai, but he ended up being hung there himself. You know the story of Esther, how she saved the Jews. Amen. So according to Jewish law in Deuteronomy 21, right, the scripture is down 22-23, the offenders were hung on a tree, which meant they were a curse of God and not his covenant people. The criminals had to be removed from the cross before nightfall, or they were considered to have defiled the land, and if they were left hanging there past nightfall. Are you following me?
Yes.
So did you go both of y'all? God bless you. All right. Y'all follow me? Now let me know if y'all get sleepy. I'll wake you up a little bit. So in the Old Testament, praise God, amen, the Jews condemned and seldom used this method. But Herod the Great, he refused, amen, to crucify his enemy. So when Jesus was crucified, in Jesus' day, before they crucified a person, they would beat him or flog him, they call it, amen, until the blood flowed. They had these prongs or whatever it is on the end of the whip that they used. And every time they hit him, they would cut the skin before they hung him on the cross. And so they thought that this would help speed up death if they beat him after death before they hung him on the cross. So terrible ordeal. So after the beating, the victim had to carry their own cross or the beam to the execution site. That this was a sign that his life was already over and that there was no attempt, that anybody could make an attempt to break the will or for him to live. He's through. He's done. He's taken his cross. He already dead. So they wrote the criminal's crime on a stone tablet and tied it around his neck, and after he died, they hung a tablet. I'm going somewhere. Y'all hanging there with me. They hung the tablet above his head. After they tied the thing around his neck, they hung the tablet above his head on the crossbeam to describe whatever it is. I'm a murderer, or I stole, or I raped, whatever the case may be. So, pins on a small wooden block was fixed at the base of the cross underneath the feet to support the body. They tied ropes on the shoulders, and they were pulled tight enough to pull the shoulder out of the socket. Can you imagine what these people are going through? Then the feet were tied and nailed to the post. That was caused by the lack of blood circulation or by coronary failure. Now, for all of this, they couldn't help but have heart attack or something and die. Hello. This was usually done in public places. The body was left there to rot for days. The birds were there to eat at the flesh. And that's graphic, but this is just a little overview of what was expected of anybody that was crucified on a cross and what they had to go through. Hello. There are four types of crosses that they use. There's the Latin cross or the cross beam, which is about two-thirds of the way of a pole. And in St. Anthony's cross, it had a beam at the top, an upright pole. It was like a tree. And then at the St. Andrew's cross, it had a shape of an X, and it was used to crucify Andrews. And the Greek cross, both beams were equal, shaped like a plus sign. The crucifixion of Jesus. Jesus predicted his own crucifixion many times, at least 3 to 6 times. Mark 8:31, Mark 9:31, and 10:34. Three aspects of the Passion of Christ were predicted. It occurred by divine necessity, meaning that God said it was necessary. Because in the Bible days, there was, in order to atone for sin or for God to forgive the Jews or the Israelites of sin, on the Day of Atonement, they had to bring an unspotted lamb, ram, goat, whatever they used at that particular time to cover whatever the sin, pigeon or whatever. It had to be clean. It had to have no sickness about it, untouched by a male. It had to be pure, the best of their fruit. And they had to offer it on the cross as a blood sacrifice. And when they used the lamb, they would have to place their hand on the head of the lamb while the priest cut the head off. And God used that as a symbol of the sin passing on from that person into the animal. And he would take the animal as the sacrificial offering of forgiveness for that particular sin. But that wasn't good enough. Somebody said that wasn't good enough. So, number two, both Jews who delivered him up, the Romans who killed him, they were guilty of his death as well. And his death implies glory. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Exaltation. The Jewish leaders were the ones guilty of the Lord's death, but the common people were led astray by the Jewish leaders. They started, instigated, but this was amen, preordained and predestined by God, it had to happen. Hello. How many know there's always going to be somebody waiting to crucify you?
All right.
Huh? It ain't hard to find somebody to talk about you and put you down. It ain't hard to find somebody just not to like you. Hello. So it wasn't hard for them to find somebody. Glory to God, amen. Even though you're doing good, it's always going to be somebody that don't like you for doing good. Glory to God. And the work that Jesus did was a good work, but the enemy was jealous because they expected something else than a mere man. He's nothing but a man. How can he do all his miracles? He's doing it by the devil. Glory to God. I mean, God already knew that these people were there. Amen. Everybody was placed in their places. So Jesus already predicted that this was going to happen. He said, but I came just for that purpose. We all got a purpose here. God didn't create us just to come and just hang out all willy-nilly and do our thing and just have ourselves a good time. But we have a purpose. He said, I created man that I can get joy. And if you're not living according to the gospel, God is not getting no joy out of you. Hello. Glory to God. And so Mark and Matthew, we're talking about the four gospels, and both two of them, Mark and Matthew, were centered around the horror of putting the Son of God to death. Mark put his emphasis on the Messianic meaning when the crowds tormented him, yelling, save yourself, and a prophecy pointing to his resurrection, while Matthew went even further, pointing out to Jesus as the royal Messiah who faced his destiny, glory to God, under control of the whole situation. When he said, you don't take my life, I give it up. You don't have no power over me. If God didn't give you power over me, tell us about it. He loved us so much that he was willing to give his life just for us. Somebody say, remember the cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. Because when he was in the garden and he looked in that cup, glory to God, amen. When we say our his cup runneth over, our cup run over, glory to God. And sometimes we're looking for it to run over with good, but how many know it will run over with bad as well? But you got to be able to stand the test of time.
All right.
Glory to God, amen. And he, glory to God, amen. Matthew's emphasis, amen. But Matthew said the cross was the opening of the last days. The days when the power of death is broken and salvation is poured out to all people. We ain't in the house of God just because we got up this morning, took a bath and got dressed, you know, came to the house of God. We're here because of the cross. We're here because Jesus was crucified on the cross. Hello. Glory to God, amen, because amen, the adversary, which is the devil, is through and out throughout the earth, roaring, trying to find somebody to devour, and he's got his sights on me and you, but the cross has saved us. Somebody say, but God.
But God.
So John, his was a bit more dramatic, and with an atmosphere of calm, overcoming all the darkness and devastation around the crucifixion, the cross became his throne. They thought that they were being facetious when they put the inscription on the cross over his head, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. They were trying to mock him, glory to God. They wanted the Romans to change it to say, he said he's the King of the Jews, glory to God. But he said, it's going to say what I said. I'm not changing nothing. He is the King of the Jews. Glory to God. See, those that were not of the sect, they saw something that the people did not see. They saw God in this man. Glory to God. Amen. And the devil saw him too. That's why he wanted to kill him. But he didn't know God had a plan. The Bible said, God said, I will take that evil done against you. I will take it and turn it around and work it for your good. If you're in a situation, if you're in, glory to God, amen, a situation where you feel like you're at the cross or you're being stars, glory to God, whatever your troubles are, just know that God said, I'll turn it around and work it for your good. All you got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Right.
Hang in there. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 15:3-2, Paul preaches to the Corinthians that Jesus died for our sins. Glory to God. He died to clean us up. Tell us about it. That we'll be presentable before God. We don't stand in our own righteousness. I don't care who you are. Glory to God. You can be the archbishop of wherever and the chiefest of sinners. You don't stand in your own righteousness, but you stand in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Our salvation. glory to God. Amen. So he came, amen. He died, glory to God, for our mess to keep God from having to wipe us out like he did Sodom and Gomorrah, or like he did in the days of Noah's time. Glory to God. He could just keep starting over. But the way people are, he keeps starting over till eternity. But he saw a better way out.
That I'll prepare myself a body. Yeah. And I'll go down and I'll redeem man unto myself. Because see, their days are always evil and there's always wickedness in their heart. So I need a holy vessel. Isaiah said, send me Isaiah. He wasn't good enough. There had to be somebody pure. The Bible said he knew no guile. There was nothing unholy about him. There was nothing unclean about him. Every decision, everything he did was of right standing in God's eyes, because he said, I didn't come to do my work. The work I came to do was that of the Father. You don't believe on me. Believe me for the very work's sake. You saw blind eyes open. You saw lanes and each arm stretched out and legs lame and crippled walking. And you saw dead being raised up and the ocean being calm. You saw these miracles and yet you don't believe. When he was crossing the water and the disciples saw him crossing, he said, Master, is that you? Business is you bid me to come. And he said, come. Glory to God. But on his way over there, he took his eyes off of Jesus. That's what happens when we fall. When we take our eyes off the cross. When you stop going through things, you say, yeah, but I was going to church every Sunday. I was going to church at Bible study every Wednesday. I was there every Friday night. I was always on the usher board. I was in the choir playing musicians. I was always with Miss Minister and Witnesses. But after a while, I stopped going to church. I stopped picking up my Bible. I stopped reading and things started happening in my life. You took your eyes off the cross.
Amen.
Take your eyes off Jesus. Anything is liable to happen. When Peter starts to sink, he said, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached down and grabbed him up. Amen. He said, just come to me. Come. Come. Glory to God. Amen. Remember the cross. Tell somebody, remember the cross.
Remember the cross.
His death was our substitute. God would be justified if he made us pay for our own sins and our own wrongdoing. He would be justified. Everything he do is justified in it. Because he's a holy and a righteous God. Amen. But because of love, he said, no, not so. Glory to God. Because their man is always evil in their ways. I'm gonna make a way out for them. I'm going to let them know that I love them. So he made a way. So Christ was our substitute. His death was fulfilling of the scripture. Amen. When the scripture said, glory to God, amen, that he's going to send, amen, a deliverer. He's going to send a savior. Glory to God, amen. His death was our deliverance. It was our salvation. Tell somebody, I'm saved by the blood of Jesus and the cross. He was exalted by God. He was vindicated and the charges was dropped. Look at your neighbor and say, he dropped the charges. Glory to God, amen. That's why when somebody can come to you and say, yeah, but you used to. Amen. If it's a used to, if it really is a used to, and you ain't still doing it, you can say, yeah, I used to. Hello. But God dropped the charges. Hello. That used to be me. But he dropped the charges. Glory to God, amen. Christ crucified is more than the basis of our salvation. The message of the cross that are preached, it's foolishness to the world. But guess what? Only the cross can you find salvation. The word of the cross in 1 Corinthians 1:1-18 is the heart of the gospel. And the preaching of the cross is our sole mission in the church. Somebody say, remember the cross. Our major focus in Christianity is redemption. Bought back from sin to God. Ransom paid by Jesus' blood. Perpetuation, meaning Jesus' death was a satisfactory offering, and God accepted him when he said, if I be lifted up. Glory to God. Amen. I remember at the end, amen, when he was walking on the shores with the disciples, and before God lifted him up, amen, he told them, he said, go ye out into all the world and preach my gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, compelling them, go into the hedges and highways, he said earlier, compel my people to come. But he said, baptize them, go ye out into all the world, become a witness to me in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. He said, but wait here until I send you a comforter. Once you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, once you receive the power of God, there's a pressing down on the inside that people full of the Holy Ghost can't hold your feet. When you say, I got the Holy Ghost, your life will tell, because even if you ain't doing nothing else, you still will be telling of the goodness of the Lord. And people around you, so you be talking about God. Lord, you won't be negative. There are some people that are so negative. They've been in the church. You need to not talk to them. You need to turn a deaf ear to them. They've been in the church every time the door's open, and they always have some negative stuff. Then we got those that don't even go to church, and they know more about the church than the church does about itself. They hardly ever got to go. Don't even talk to them people. You need to stay in the Word of God and have a connection with the cross. Know who you are in God. When you really, really love the Lord, you begin to know your identity. You are a child of the living God. You ain't no garbage, ain't no junk. God didn't make no junk. You're special, and guess what? You are particular. And when you're blessed of God, even the things that you touch with your hand will be blessed. You think you're doing good. God will make your increase higher than you can even imagine in your mind.
Hallelujah.
People will look on you and they will see the glory of God. You don't even have to wear it on your forehead. I'm a Christian, I'm saved, or a t-shirt that says, Christ is my Savior. You don't have to advertise because just to look at you, folks will know that you remember the cross. They know you came from the cross.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, I came from the cross. How about three people and tell them I came from the cross?
Amen.
See, because when you were born from your mother's womb, but you got to come from the cross. I came from the cross. Tell them I came from the cross.
Yeah.
My God, my God. See, people looking on you. I'm almost finished with all y'all that sleep. I'm almost finished hanging there. Justification, the acquittal, the charges dropped, case dismissed. I like that. Case dismissed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. See, I don't know nothing about that, but some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Either y'all have been before the judge and he sit up there on his high throne with the gravel in his hand and your knees are knocking. You don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. Hello, somebody. And everybody, your lawyer presented his case and or the, what the other person is, the public defender. Amen. Just making a salary, he presented his case, and glory to God, amen. Now you sitting there with your knees knocking together, and you're waiting on the judge to hit the gravel, and you're hoping he'll say, case dismissed.
Yeah.
How about glory to God, amen? Long time ago at Calvary, at the cross, God already hit the gravel, and guess what? Case dismissed.
Amen.
You don't have to stay in the shit that you're in. Glory to God, amen. Jesus already paid the price. The cross broke down the wall of hostility between the Jews and the Gentiles, and he made us all one in God. There's no separation. There's no difference. You don't receive the cross. You can't be one with God. Hello.
Amen.
Glory to God. The cross disarmed Satan and his demonic forces and gave us righteous victory over the bogus attacks. If you want a defense from the enemy, remember the cross. Connect yourself with the cross. That's your defense mechanism against the devil and all of his wicked devices. Because I'm telling you something, maybe you don't understand that, guess what? But yes, the devil is a spirit, and yes, he does exist. And no, he don't like you.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Everything he got, everything he gives you. Listen to this. Everything he gives you, Ellen Mary, is when somebody loves you, they don't feed you bad stuff. Am I right about
that?
They don't feed you drugs.
Yeah.
Huh? Alcohol. Alcohol is rock good. After a while, you keep drinking, it's like everything you got in it. And drugs don't make you lose your mind. Your brain gonna be so fried. People tell you it's Sunday, you're thinking Thursday. You ain't living your life. Folks gotta tell you, you're still alive. Your brain be so fried from the drugs. And that ain't no joke. It's funny, but it's true.
Yeah.
He don't like you. Huh? He'll send joy your way, fine, looking good. Curly hair, like viciously tall, light skin. Strutting his step, matching from head to toe with a good word for you. Telling you how pretty and how fine you are. And age running through his blood veins. And the first time he touch you, death knocks on your door. He prepares you for death. Same way with Miss Sally, what her mind said. Yeah, she's going to strut in the church and sit right next to you, smelling good with a fine perfume. And when she gets through with you, she'll bring you something that you wish you had left.
Amen.
Hello. The devil don't like you people. Keep your mind on the cross. If you keep your mind on the cross and occupied by God, you'll know you'll see him when you walk through the door with his lips set. Oh, y'all pretty little girl. You'll see Miss Sally when she comes through the door. Huh? And all y'all who mixed up and don't know that a man was made for a woman and a woman was made for a man, you'll come to your senses when you start looking in on Jesus and remember the cross.
Amen.
You'll understand that two men and two women are not made to go together. That's opposites, and opposites don't attract. Hello.
Amen.
Get your head on right. Keep your focus. Jesus paid for you to have an abundant life. When Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, that's exactly what he was talking about, people. Hear what I'm saying? Abundant living is not just having things. It's not just having clothes. It's not just having money. You can have all the money in the world and be just as miserable.
Right.
Am I right now?
Yeah.
Abundant living is not just how you look. The house you live in or the car you drive, that's not abundant living. You have to pay for that house. You got to pay for that car. But even when you don't have nothing, and you can still rejoice, when I call you, you got a smile on your face. You're always happy when you're feeling good and not miserable. That's a bond of life. When you got a connection with God, that, like the Apostle Paul said, I've learned how to rejoice when I don't have it, and I've learned how to rejoice when I do have it. That when you do have it, your little bit, God said, I will make it more because of your attitude and will. Learn how to live an abundant life.
Yeah.
Remember the cross. If nothing else in your life, this is the foundation of our soul. It's not about the nonsense that we do and the things we say and where we go. We're just bringing destruction to ourselves and we're tearing ourselves away from God. But when you want to hold on to the Lord, you'll always remember the cross of Christ. You'll always remember what the Lord said. Came in there because I forgave you your sins. I forgave you your trespasses. I, the Lord thy God, will raise you up about everything. And like the songwriter said, I'm drawing you out of your dry places.
All right.
Hallelujah. When God asked Ezekiel, he took him out into the valley of dry bones. The Bible said it was nothing but a bunch of bones. The flesh had already fallen off, and there's nothing in that valley, mother, but dry bones. And God picked Ezekiel up and took him out into the valley, and all he saw was a head over here, an arm over here, a knee, a leg, all things all brought apart. Broken bones everywhere, and nothing but bones like skeletal parts. And God looked at the prophet, and he said, do you think these bones can live? God's asking you today, do you think that I can speak life into your dead situation?
Yeah.
Do you think that no matter what you're going through, I can bring deliverance? If you believe in me, then glorify me. Because God spoke to Ezekiel and Jesus said, Lord, you know. You got to know how to turn an answer to God. Because sometimes when God asks you a question, he already knows the answer. He's not looking for your answer. He just wants your response. You ought to say, Lord, you know.
Hallelujah.
Hello. He says, speak to them. He began to speak the word of God. And all of a sudden, the bones stopped rattling in the Bible says. There was a noise in the desert. Glory to God. Somebody say, there's a noise in the desert. I call it noise in the desert. I preached a message a long time ago. There's a noise in the desert. Why? Because the church was dry.
Yeah.
Let me preach to these ladies over here. I say the church was dead. People stopped clapping their hands. People stopped singing songs of joy. People stopped praising the Lord, Jesus. There was no joy in the house of God, and the church was dead. So God said, do you believe that these bones can live? And God said, speak to us. And when he did, the bones stopped to rise up. And then he called them back to the knee bone. The knee bone connect to the leg bone. The leg bone connect to the ankle bone. The ankle bone connect to the foot bone. They all got together, came up to the side.
Everything
to you. I need you in my life to make me afresh. I confess I have sinned and fallen short of your life and your intention for me. Please forgive me. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, as these people kneel before you, God, because you said that we're to kneel at the cross. Father, and these your children, Lord God, stand humble. They admit, God, that they're humble before you, Lord God. And Father, we ask that you touch them, Lord God, with your finger of love. God, root up and tear down everything, God, that's not like you, Father. God, we ask, God, that you put a shield coating around us. Oh, God, open up their understanding. Oh, God, that they will know that there is a God. And that the heavens do rule, God. Oh, God, we speak your peace of a low shatter. Take every burden out of a shatter. From all problems, God. These come out of a low shatter. Oh, God, this is your preacher, Lord God. Father God, the confusion, Lord God. Oh, God, to try to take it out, God. We curse it out of a low shatter. And God, we ask for a low shatter. That you shield him of a low shatter. Take him higher, Lord God. As your word comes forth through him, God. Oh, God, oh, God, put your yoke upon her neck. Oh, God, that the enemy, Lord, will know that she is bought back. You will not suffer of a whole son. Oh, God, seal of our baptism in the Holy Spirit. Not suffer of a whole son. Every bit may hold back, but so far of a whole son.
Somebody tell God thank you. Tell the Lord thank you.
Do you think anybody here have it? Yeah, you guys, those we treasure in. Amen. I'm going to ask everyone to stand just in respect of God. When we take up offering, if you don't even have offering, just please stand in front of God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask that you raise your offering. Father God, in your name, Jesus, Lord, as we check out this offering today, Father God, Lord, we thank you for the service today, Father God. Let us remember the cross, Father God, Lord. We actually ask for Jesus' faith today, Father God, Lord, that we remember the cross, Father God, Lord, that you died for us, Father God, Lord. You gave your only begotten Son, Father, that we should have life, Father God. We thank you. Lord, this money that's been taken up in your house today, Father God, that will be used in your ground. And we thank you in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. As you start for the pulpit, please be an offering. God, up on this side from the rear, please bring your offering. Gregory, I'm in. God, in inside here from the rear, please bring your offering.
Yeah, man.